Praise God. Today is the concluding part of a series that we have done on the voice of God. And we have not so much talked about how to be led by the Spirit, which is a different dimension. But we talk about the voice that is from God. And sometimes when we think about the voice of God, we imagine that it has to be like a human voice that we hear. And most of the time, when we think about God speaking, at the back of our minds, we imagine that God has this loud, booming bass voice. I've not seen a movie, like Moses or Ten Commandments or whatever, where you hear God's voice say, and says, "Thou shalt not kill." Well, no. You always hear this voice that says, "Thou shalt not kill," and something like that. So we always imagine this boomy voice of God. But as we have shown, that hearing voices and whatever thoughts that we, whether it's the physical or spiritual, things that we receive as voices, is only a small part of communication. In fact, if you are old enough or mature enough in life, you understand that a lot of communication takes place without words. In fact, children understand what you say, not through the words you say, but through the tone that is in the voice. And sometimes we think our dogs are intelligent enough to understand the words. And well, some of them do. But most of the time it's the tone that the dogs understand. And they tell you when you're training your dogs and you send your dog for training and then they pass on part of the training to you, they always say, when you train your dogs and when you want to be very strict with them, you must use a very low voice. And if the dogs hear a high voice, they think most of the time that it's an excited voice. So sometimes some of you who have met my dog, by the way, it's a cute, tiny little dog called Mozart. And he comes and you get excited. And say, he thinks you're playing with him because he hears this cheerful sound. But when he hears his low voice, and when my dog gets angry, his voice doesn't go high. His voice goes low. He goes, and so when you send your dogs for training, one of the things they tell you is that use the low voice when you're angry and a high voice when you're happy, in part of the training of your dogs. Now, that applies to dogs. I'm not sure how it applies to humans, but as an illustration, I think I'm not sure also how it applies to ladies, right? And so ladies' voices are high all the time. So that's why the men don't understand that most of the time, right? And sometimes somebody says, "You know, men, why you don't understand ladies? Because when Eve was made, we were all asleep." And the reason why men doesn't understand ladies, and sometimes ladies find hard to understand men, is because ladies communicate more than just with their logic. They communicate in many ways. And we men are so dull that we sometimes don't pick it up, you know. They come to you and say, "Dear, how's my dress?" They're not asking you about the dress. But our logic says it's the dress. But they're asking about, "What do you think about me?" Right. So that's not a logical communication to most men. And so we realize that there are so many ways and communication flows, not just in words or understanding, but a large part of communication flows in ways that are not really logical or doesn't pass through your brain and not in words. They are sometimes flowing, as we have shown, in many ways. People's expression. When someone says, "Hello." Someone says, "Hello." Someone says, "Hello." In English, it's the same word, hello. You check a dictionary, they will tell you what the hello means. But the dictionary cannot tell you the three differences of the hellos. It's on hello, they say, hello there. Hello. Hello. The dictionary can't tell you the difference between the three. But we all know there's a difference. When you're a teenager and you got back late, your parents at the door say, hello. It's a different word. Hello. The dictionary can't tell the difference between those two. And that's the reason why some languages are harder than another. Like for example, the Chinese language, the same word, the same exact word, enunciated differently means different things. So there are four different sounds for one word. So it's almost like saying, let me get a word. Okay, like saying, I don't know all Chinese or whatever, my wife knows better than that, but like it says, ren, 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 ren. It's all four different words. So the next time when you try to speak Chinese and you go to China, or somebody speaks Chinese, and you go to say, remember, you may be scolding them. Because of the way you enunciate your word. And I can just illustrate as a graph, for example. It goes, which is a straight line. And then it goes, and it lies with a little mountain. And then one goes down. So one goes up, one goes down, one goes straight, one goes like a mountain. Four different sounds. I'm sure other languages are the same way. So there's a lot of communication that takes place sometimes more than words. And we know about body language and everything else that goes on. And when God communicates to us, if the vast majority of our understanding goes beyond words, why is it that we always limit God to communicating to us just by a logical thought? An instruction with letters, words, and sentences. And as we've seen in this series, there's a whole lot. There's a flow of thoughts. There's all the different things that are flowing. There's a river that you get into. And today we're going to conclude with the voice of God in songs. The voice of God in songs. We all know that music is a language. In a sense, if you can call it, music is a language. It conveys sadness. It conveys cheerfulness. It conveys joy. It conveys different things. It's a. Let me get it up. Music conveys different things, and if you're hearing a sound like. To some of your mind, you imagine this old castle with bats all around. It's dark, and like the little first phrase in Snoopy's book that says, on a dark and stormy night. Just like something is about to happen. I haven't said anything about... If I don't say anything and just you hear that sound, it straight away puts your... Some of you, your hairs of your head stand up. If you check it just for a few seconds, you find that your hair is slightly different at the back. That's different from, you know, like... convey something else. And you wouldn't expect, you know, like a funeral music. Anyway, if it's your funeral or my funeral, you know the Lord, then you can enjoy. But most of the time they go, those low voice. You wouldn't go like, anybody heard any funeral music? They go, right, unless it's probably some of our homegoing, which we know is a time to rejoice, those who know the Lord. But we realize it's different. Music is a language that conveys something very deep. And it's international. Do you know that whether it's an Indian lady schooling the children and you don't understand the language, all you hear is and from a Cantonese man in Hong Kong scolding his children, from a Russian man, you understood. Somebody is scolding somebody. How is that so? Because it's the tones that we're looking at. They're sounds. Now in the Bible, when God created the Moses tabernacle and asked them to do all the different parts, there's a very strange thing that he does that I thank God is no more today. Right? Besides thanking God that we don't have the animal sacrifices, it's going to be a hard job every Sunday if we have animal sacrifices. Think about the blood that you've got to clean out every Sunday. When they created the Old Testament things, there's some things that they made for the priests. And look at the book of Exodus. And some of the things that they made for the priests in Exodus chapter 28, verse 31 to 39. 31 to 36, that will do. Exodus 28, 31 to 36. And you shall make the rope of the ephod all of blue. I like blue, so that's nice. That's okay. Then he goes on. There shall be an opening for his head in the middle of it. It shall have a woven binding all around its opening, like the opening in the coat of mail, so that it does not tear. And upon its hem, you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, scarlet, all around its hem. So Aaron, the high priest, had this skirt. Thank God it's out of fashion today. And although it's in fashion in some high churches. And the only thing missing is these things here that we see here. At the hem, you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, scarlet, all around its hem. And bells of gold between them all around. Now they have little bells of gold. And a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of their robe all around. And it shall be upon Aaron, and this is the interesting, when he ministers, its sound will be heard. When he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, that he may not die. Now, look at that verse very carefully. When Aaron ministers, he goes, ding, 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 ding. It says, this sound goes out to God. There's like a worship of sound that goes up to God. Little golden bells. Thank you very much. What an appropriate moment. So, there's this sound that comes, slightly different from that sound. And the little bells that come forth, that make the sound, and it says, its sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord. And when he comes out, that he may not die. Now, if you take that verse by itself, verse 35, it implies that the sounds were a necessary part of the worship. That means if it's silent, he will die. Now, I know there are other things that if it, this is a very dangerous part of the Bible. You do something wrong, you die. You don't have the right incense, you die. You do the wrong fire, you die. Everything, you die. Right? Thank God we're out of that. And for His grace. It's very dangerous in those days to be a pastor. Many deaths. And I wonder if all the modern pastors in our 21st century today will be to be transported to serve in the Old Testament, how many would be left? Now, it says here that when the sun goes out, God is pleased so that he will not die. heaven is not silent generally. The only time you read in the Bible when there's silence in heaven is